This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The conservative U.S. Supreme Court has set its sights on overturning a third precedent now that abortion is restricted after the court overturned Roe v. Wade and in another decision hobbled affirmative action. The conservative court is taking aim at a decision called Chevron v. Natural Resources Defense Council. That 1984 decision, one of the most cited in American law but largely unknown to the public, bolstered the power of executive agencies that regulate the environment, the marketplace, the workforce, the airwaves, and countless other aspects of modern life. Overturning the Chevron decision has been a key goal of the conservative right wing and is part of the attempt of conservatives to demolish the, quote, administrative state, unquote. A high court decision rejecting Chevron would threaten regulations covering, just for starters, health care, consumer safety, government benefit programs, and climate change. At the U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday, after 3.5 hours of lively arguments that appeared to divide the justices along the usual lines, it seemed that the court's conservative majority was prepared to limit or even eliminate the precedent. The 1984 decision in Chevron established the principle that courts must defer to agencies' reasonable interpretation of ambiguous statutes. Agencies have more expertise in their subject areas than judges do, they are more accountable to voters, and are better able to establish uniform national policies. Justice John Paul Stevens wrote in 1984 for a unanimous court, "Judges are not experts in the field and are not part of either political branch of the government." Justice Stevens also said of the opinion, which was easily his most influential, that it was simply a restatement of existing law. The Republican Reagan administration, which had interpreted the Clean Air Act to allow looser regulations of emissions, celebrated the Chevron decision. The Chevron decision also was championed, celebrated, and elevated by conservative Justice Antonin Scalia. But now the Chevron decision is on the conservative hit list because business groups on the whole remain hostile to regulation. Many conservatives have come to believe that executive agencies are dominated by liberals under both parties' administrations. The shorthand for that critique is called the deep state. Some on the right have become hostile to the very idea of expertise. But the attack on Chevron on Wednesday was mostly fought on the terrain of the separation of powers, with conservative justices insisting that courts, rather than agencies, must determine the meaning of ambiguous statutes. Still, Justice Samuel Alito, who was likely to vote to overrule the decision, expressed puzzlement on Wednesday about its history. Justice Alito said, "Chevron was initially popular. It was seen as an improvement because it would take judges out of the business of making what were essentially policy decisions. Now, were they wrong then?" Justice Alito posited. The Supreme Court will consider arguments and issue a decision in the coming months. In a recent and notorious Big Sky burglary, an author has been charged with stealing Montana historical artifacts to sell on eBay. Brian D'Ambrosio, who writes mainly about Montana, is accused of taking priceless documents while purportedly doing research at the Montana Historical Society in Helena. D'Ambrosio, 49, of Santa Fe, New Mexico, had visited the museum on several occasions in 2022 and 23, purportedly to do research for a book, and snuck out with numerous valuable artifacts. Among the items that D'Ambrosio is accused of taking were letters written by Nancy Russell to her husband, the famed frontier painter Charles M. Russell. Other items included stock certificates for companies founded in Montana in the 1800s and programs to historical events. D'Ambrosio placed the items up for sale on eBay with the implication that they belonged to him and that he had the right to sell them. He was caught when an undercover FBI agent began corresponding with him about buying some of the items. D'Ambrosio pleaded not guilty by video at his arraignment in Great Falls, Montana, and was released without bail. D'Ambrosio lived in Montana for many years and has written for several newspapers. He has written several books about Montana on topics like Montana murders, Montana entertainers, and Big Sky cinema. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.